It's a cold fall day at the Jane Pauley Community Center on the east side of Indianapolis. Congressman Andre Carson is hosting an event to promote open enrollment, a time when Hoosiers can sign up for health insurance or make coverage changes through the ACA. He's a Democrat and supports the federal law.
As we approach 10 years since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, it's a great time to reflect on the successes and the millions of Americans who have received health care because of it.
About 150,000 Hoosiers get insurance through the marketplace, down from a peak of 218,000 in 2015. After a failed effort to repeal the law, the Trump administration attempted to dismantle it with other moves, including severe cuts to the advertising budget.
Not only has the funding for advertising been cut, but also average healthcare premiums have increased by over $2,300. And I think that is an unfair burden that is placed on American families.
Many states have passed measures to strengthen the law. Not Indiana, one of the states that has done the least to preserve it. Darlene Lopez retired this past summer. Too young for Medicare, she wasn't sure where to turn for health insurance. The unemployment office couldn't help her. Social Security told her to call 211, where they provided her a list of places that may help, including the Jane Pauley Center.
I walked through the door, and Charisse was standing there, and she's helped me so much with the process, the whole painful process.
Charisse Harris is a navigator. She says a lot of people, like Lopez, don't know or understand their options.
A lot of people are there unaware of what's out there. A lot of people are scared of the marketplace because they're hearing that the prices are not affordable. But actually, with Ms. Lopez, it was affordable for her. And actually, for 2020, it even went down even more for her.
Organizations like community health centers and hospitals have retained and even brought on more navigators, despite a more than 80% cut in federal funding for the position since 2016. Covering Kids and Families of Indiana, a nonprofit that helps people with health coverage, staffs navigators. Policy Director Mark Fairchild says navigators are vital.
They know the ins and outs. They know the process. They've seen 100 of these applications, whereas for a consumer, it's probably their first one, and it looks very, very daunting. And they walk you through that process step by step.
This year, Hoosiers can pick from plans provided by at least two companies. But there's a lot of variety in plan options. And there was a federal push to increase short-term or so-called junk plans that don't have to comply with ACA standards, including covering pre-existing conditions. People can get confused easily, says Fairchild.
And as much as I'm in this line of work, I don't always understand my insurance, right? If we're being honest, most people really don't know all those ins and outs. There's a lot of jargon, a lot of legal terminology, a lot of things you could do wrong to be denied coverage, even if you perfectly well qualify for it.
Fairchild says despite the budget cuts, repeal of the individual mandate, and other moves to weaken the ACA, the marketplace has proven resilient.
A lot of what the Affordable Care Act really sought out to do, which was to get people covered and get them used to the benefits of coverage, has stuck around.
Getting people used to having insurance and the peace of mind that comes with it. Darlene Lopez says a lot of people need help signing up.
I'm not alone in this. You know, other people retire. People lose their jobs.
Open enrollment for the marketplace ends December 15th. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.